Hey, what's happening, guys? I've been in real estate almost 14 years, and I've loved every single second of it. And because of that, a lot of my friends come up to me and ask me all the time what it takes to become a real estate agent. I've compiled a list of the top things that a lot of people wish they knew before getting their license. If you're wanting to get a real estate license, the first thing you need to know is it is going to cost you a little bit of money. You have to take a course. Every state has their own different requirements for that. In Indiana, you have to take a 90-hour pre-licensing course. After that's done, you have to take a licensing examination. Each of those have their own costs associated with that. After that's completed and you make your application to get your real estate license, you're probably going to want to join a local association, which means you're also going to get into a state and the national association as well. All of those have their own costs, but here's what you really need to know. If you set aside a little bit of money to get started, it's probably the cheapest cost of entry to any business that you can own on your own. Traction takes time. So, real estate is a service industry, and guess what? You're probably not gonna be making money the first day you get in because it's a 100% sales commission job. It does take a little bit of time to get some traction going. Now, everybody's got their own sphere of influence, they've got their own relationship, so you may be able to get going a little bit faster than some other people, but the truth is, it may be a little bit of time before you start seeing the money come in. Be sure to be prepared and have some money set aside so you could go a month or two or maybe even three without any kind of income whatsoever, because you're probably gonna be going without money for a little bit. Your friends and family may not wanna work with you. Okay, this is a hard pill to swallow sometimes, but we've all been there. Every agent I know has had this situation. A close personal friend or maybe even a family member decides they don't wanna work with you. Especially when you're first getting started, that can be a really hard thing to deal with. But let's face it, if you're brand new to the industry, they may want somebody who is a little bit more experienced, or they may already have a relationship with another real estate agent. Don't get too hung up on this. It happens to everybody, and you will still be able to find other people to work with, and you'll be able to do well for them and develop better relationships and get more experience, and eventually they may come around and use you in the future. Scheduling issues. What's the coolest thing about real estate? You're your own boss. You get to set your own schedule. You know the worst thing about real estate? Sometimes it's the fact that you're your own boss and you get to set your own schedule. It may not be as flexible as you think it's gonna be, but you do have some control. The truth is, you're kinda on call when people are off work and they wanna see houses. So make sure you're communicating with the people in your life the specific times that you're gonna set aside to actually have appointments. When you're first getting started, a lot of people think you have to take every single call and run out to every single appointment or you might miss a sale. That's not necessarily the case. But you do need to realize that your flexibility in your schedule may not be exactly what you were thinking. It feels like a waste of time. You're working with a buyer, you've shown them tons of property, you've got them in the car, you're driving all over creation, and they're just not buying. Sometimes it's gonna feel like a waste of time because if they're not buying, you're not getting paid. Stick with it. The truth is, all the hours that you're putting in where you're not seeing a dollar or you're not seeing a paycheck right away is actually giving you a lot of experience, it's giving you a lot of potential earning in the future, and it's helping you develop relationships with those people to show them that you really care and you're wanting to help them. Don't ever get too down on yourself and feel like you're not making any progress. The truth is, everything is working towards making you successful in the future, so take those experiences and look back on them and reflect when the money starts rolling in. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. These are just a few of the things that I've heard that people wish they knew before getting their real estate license. If you're a realtor and you have other things that you wish people knew about or thought about before getting licensed, let me know at Aaron Advantage on Twitter.